we have a guest on the line. She is one of the best voices in radio, period. Obviously, one of the top female voices. No, top voices in radio, period. And one of the most successful radio shows that happens to even come out of Indianapolis. Please welcome Hall of Famer Christy Lee on the WBDG 57 Marathon. How are you doing, Christy Lee?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on.
I am a long line of Ben Davis alum. I've heard Kevin Calabro today and Kevin Lee. And no, we are not related, but he's a great broadcaster. But well, I'm honored to be on the show.
We're so excited to have you. And biggest thing people may not realize until you come on the marathon, you're a Ben Davis graduate. When were you a part of WBDG?
A long, long, long time ago. I graduated from Ben Davis in 1978, so 77, 78 were my golden years at WBDG. But I would not be where I am today if it weren't for that radio station. So obviously all of you have a really special place in my heart. And I'm happy to donate $500 to the marathon today. And I challenge anybody out there who went to Ben Davis and graduated, even in the 70s, just please donate some money, because this radio station produces amazing talent. And I've run into some great people along the way, and they've all started at the WBDG.
Well, thank you so much for that donation. If I'm correct, broken our current or our all-time record, if I'm not mistaken. We've at least broken 3,000. So
that's awesome.
We'll get the number officially soon, but we got to talk about you, Christy Lee. You go from Ben Davis. How in the world do you end up getting to be with the fine folks at the Bob and Tom Show?
Well, first of all, you said the fine folks. I don't know if that's actually.
I wanted to give them much more credit than they need.
I know they would appreciate you saying that. It's a long and winding road, just like anybody. I am fortunate enough that, you know, most of my career, if not 98% of it, was spent in the central Indiana area. But I did a lot of part-time radio work, and I also did television. I was a TV engineer. A lot of people don't know that. For about 7 years out of high school / college, I did not graduate from college. I'm kind of embarrassed to say. But at that time, I really didn't need a college degree. It was a little different then. But I'd always kept my foot in the door in the radio world, and I eventually ended up at my dream radio station was Q95. When I was growing up, that the up-and-coming rock station, and I was very excited to become a part of the radio station, even if it were just part-time. And so when I was there, I was working Sunday night into Monday morning. And eventually, it ended up being that Bob and Tom started, and I just started hanging out, and one thing led to another, and here I am today, 30-some years later, probably 35, maybe.
Well, we for sure have enjoyed getting to hear you on the Bob and Tom Show. Now, one of the things about the Bob and Tom Show is there are a lot of voices on that show. So what do you need to do to make sure your voice can be heard when you have a whole lot of other people around you who, well, we're all in radio, we know, you always want to be heard. So what do you need to do to kind of make your voice heard on the Bob and Tom Show?
That's a very good question. And as one of the very few female voices on the show, I think it's even harder to get your voice heard. But I think in all the years that I've been in radio, I think this is going to sound really silly, but I think one of the ways to be heard is to know when not to speak. Does that make sense? Because in our business, people are always talking over each other. They want to get the word in. If you just sit back and then wait for your turn rather than just trying to talk over people, I think it's a little advantageous. It's no secret. If anybody listens to the show, and your grandparents would know, you know, I've been constantly interrupted my whole life. I've never gotten a whole sentence in, I don't think, without being interrupted. So it's funny you would ask that question, because I don't know what it is to have my voice heard.
Well, we won't interrupt here.
Oh, no, that's okay. I wouldn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So how is your day going? Are you guys getting food and stuff?
Oh, we have a lot of food.
I came in late just because I was getting food.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the best part? The marathon is all about the food, right?
The free food is amazing.
You thought we came.
How many more hours do you have?
I have the sheet right in front of me. We got 10 hours to go, and you just spoiled the behind-the-scenes secret. Why do you think people were only showing up? It wasn't for the guests or great radio. It was obviously for all of the free food.
Yeah.
Chrissy Lee, our guest here
on
the WBDG 57 Marathon.
What do you mean?
What else have you guys been doing? Are you taking requests for money? Is that something you're doing?
So we've been doing that. We've been taking a lot of requests for songs as well. We're in the 90s right now, actually. Yeah. So
for the next 17 minutes.
Oh, that's cool. And if people wanted, I'm doing this as a service to y'all because I was having trouble finding. If people want to donate, how do they do that?
So the way we encourage you to do it is there is an online link that we have. We post about it a lot on our social media. You can donate that way. You can also write a check to the school as well. But there are multiple ways and avenues to find out how to donate. And, hey, any little thing counts for us because I can just attest to some of the money that has been donated. It's given us the ability to have the all-new podcasting equipment. We've been making great stuff here. It has been able to pay for us to enter national competitions. Yeah. I mean, heck, I was in New York City a couple weeks ago for a national competition, and it was fueled by some of the donations, at least to pay to enter that competition because of the marathon donation. So we are always so grateful for everyone to donate.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And I want to tell everybody listening that I had an opportunity to meet a lot of you guys at the high school broadcasting conference, was it? That's the awards. And you have an amazing program, and I'm not just saying it because I went there, and you have a wonderful teacher, Mr. Easter, but it really is. I got to meet a lot of students from a lot of radio stations around the state, and you guys really stand out in a lot of ways, not only in your talent, but in your devotion to the radio station. And as an alum, I really appreciate all that. I really, really appreciate your hard work.
Thank you so much, Chrissy Lee. We'll have your check sent to you in the mail shortly, in all seriousness. Yeah. When we look at the bottom.
No, I sent you the check, remember?
That's true.
Return to sender.
That's true. So when
Well, you guys have a great marathon. Oh, do you have more questions? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah. I was just, you know, we can wrap this up now. Yeah. It's fine. So, I got a text from Big Nelly. You met him. He was one of them we met in New York. Mm-hmm. Big Nelly telling me to tell you that he loves you and you are a role model of Big Nelly. So Landon Nelson is one of the people you met, so he really appreciates that.
Yeah.
When we look at your Bob and Tom career so far, is there a memory or something that sticks out the most to you, whether it be embarrassing or serious or just funny?
Oh, boy. That's a tough question. Embarrassing or just funny? Well, I tell you one of the most – it's funny for me to watch some of the comics and the comedians that are coming up now who started coming in on the show, like Bert Kreischer. I'm sure you all know who he is. And, you know, Bert's on this world tour now. He's doing arenas. He's got a movie coming out. I mean, he's everywhere. And I remember him. We did a wife-carrying competition in the studio, and he carried me hanging off of his back. It was hysterical. With no shirt on, I might add, because Bert never wears a shirt. But that, to me, was one of the things that stood out, because now he's like this ultra-famous comedian, and he was carrying me around the station on his back, basically, which was pretty funny. And then, of course, for me, and I've brought this up many times, if people have heard interviews, I like to, you know, to meet my idols and the people that I always, you know, Peter Frampton, Dolly Parton, some of these folks that I never thought, and a lot of, you're going to call them old rockers. We've had, you know, Styx, we've had Bob Seger, we've had all these great musicians in the studio, and we've gotten to meet with them and interact with them, and that to me has been very memorable and something I never thought that would ever happen to me. So I think that's probably the best part of my job, meeting people you never thought you'd get to meet.
Hi, Christy. It's John Easter.
Hi.
I'm blowing out the microphone here. How are you?
That's okay. I'm great. How are
Good.
You?
I just want to say thank you for the donation. We appreciate that so much.
Oh, of course. I'm happy to do it. Like I was boasting on you and your program. I'm very proud to say that I went there, and I'm so excited and happy that you've continued the great broadcasting tradition that is WBDG.
Yeah,
Good work, Mr. Reese.
Oh, thank you. I was over there in my office, half asleep, writing out hour sheets, because we do an hour sheet, and you said $500 and about choked on my Pepsi over there. So thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, you'll be getting that through the online account, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
And we thank you for always staying involved. I know you've been in different times and always are up to call in. Or I know with your work schedule, sometimes it's difficult to speak directly to the kids, but we know that you do that through ISB and other things. So really appreciate that you stay involved with this generation of broadcaster as well. After everything you've accomplished, sometimes, you know, people kind of get insulated, but you never do. So we really appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you. Of course, I'm always available. You know that. I'd do anything for you guys, anytime.
I do have a question.
Anytime other than 6 to 10 a.m.
Yes.
No, understandable. Busy. Yeah. I do have a question. To bring it back to your Ben Davis days, you said you're you were back here at Ben Davis around the 70s. How recently have you been in the station today? And what was it like back then compared to how it is now?
What was it like back then compared to what it is now? Well, first of all, your television part, I mean, it was a radio marathon, but it's kind of off. The TV
BDTV.
Studio you guys have now is beyond comparison. It's unbelievable to me. We never had anything like that when I was doing radio TV back in the 70s. It was very rudimentary. But then the equipment, too, has gotten so much better. We did not have the production facilities that you have now. We had one little on-air booth, and we had one little production room, and then that was it.
Yeah.
We had a big teletype machine, if you know, you don't even probably know what that is, where it would run in the middle of the room and make all this racket, and we'd have to turn it off to record anything because you could hear it in the background. It was awful. Yeah. We ran a lot of NPR. We didn't have a lot of radio. I think we only did shows on Friday nights, maybe before basketball games or football games, but we didn't get to do a lot of maybe a couple hours after school. But to do what you guys are doing now, like as a real radio station, we were basically another NPR affiliate for a long time. So I think that's really cool. I don't know if you still do this, but I did a public service show called Wayne Community Happening. So I'm probably sure you don't do that. But I would run that at noon, and I'd have to go out and get interviews and stuff. So it was just, I mean, everything's changed so much. And, you know, almost 50 years since I've been there. I have been back. Mr. Easter's given me a tour, and it's just an incredible facility now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you beat some of the college campuses, y'all. It's great.
So, by the way, you were talking about a public service community show. We still actually have one right now, Joys of Live Radio. It's called School Talk with Emerson. We air that every Friday morning at 7:30. I get to be the producer of that one. Yes, I will use this as an opportunity to tip my hat. But in all seriousness...
Oh, wait. I'm going to interrupt you. I was a guest on that show.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got to come back. Yes.
We love Emerson.
Yeah, he's great. He's great.
And, you know, you talked about the old studio. I don't think... I was... When I went through 30 years ago, I remember the old studio as well. And it was... I mean, I can't even... you know, Paul Mendenhall, who... was here before me, and I know you know Paul as well. He's a Hall of Famer.
My mom's old director.
Okay, but the studio was like half, not even half this size. It was you could fit it probably in our conference room out there. I mean, it was tiny, and there wasn't any TV when I was here. They had stopped doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'd stopped doing TV altogether. The old TV studio was Max McQueen's office. Remember Mr. McQueen?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think the old radio station, if you will, was literally the size of, it was a classroom. It was the size of a classroom. Mm-hmm. It was right there on the corner. So it wasn't very big. It wasn't very big at all.
You did have the bathroom, though, directly across the hall, which was nice.
We did.
You just had to play like Inagata DeVita or something before you went over there.
Yeah, it was nice. Or we weren't way back like you guys are now.
Yeah.
Well, that whole school, I wouldn't even be able to. I don't know anything over there anymore.
But Christy was inducted a few years ago into the Ben Davis Wall of Fame as well, the Alumni Wall.
I was.
Congrats.
And that was kind of funny because I know that was kind of a running thing on the Bob and Tom show for a while. But we finally took care of that joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, and then that led to the Indiana Broadcasters. So thank you very much.
Well, that was awesome. They met this year along with the instructors from the IESB. We were there at the IBA celebration this year at the. I've been here too long. My brain is totally mush. But we were there at the celebration when you were inducted into the Hall of Fame. That was really cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it was a very special day. Very special.
It's always good to see good things happen to good people. So,
you're so nice.
Well, you're always good to us. I don't think people understand, the heights you've ascended to in radio and television, and yet you're still just Christy, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I hope I always am. And with that, now I have to go because... I have to go to this event at the Speedway tonight called Rev that raises money for the IU Hospital Foundation, and I am running way behind, so I'm going to have to go. I appreciate y'all having me on the air. Good luck the rest of the day, and if you're listening, please donate. Please donate. These young people work so hard, and we really want to continue this program and make it bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, we tweeted out on the tweet that we sent that you were joining us. We tweeted out the link, so it's there.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Christy Lee, our guest, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to let you go now. I mean, she's a busy person, obviously, and we thank her so much for taking time to be with us. And, I mean, it's Christy Lee from the Bob and Tom Show. You can hear Bob and Tom because it's nationally syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of different places. So we thank her so much for joining us.